Hi, this is Natalie Lander, voice of Kinsey, Tara Branford, Stargirl, and many others. You are listening to a W2Mnet podcast. You can visit W2Mnet.com for other podcasts about entertainment, video games, sports, and wrestling. You are listening to Video Games to the Max.
All right, here we are. It is the post-show for the Xbox Bethesda showcase that is just finished, basically. We're having to do this really fast before Square Enix starts theirs, because we got to do live react to that as well. But just very quickly, of course, I'm Sean Garmer. Here with me, as always, Mr. Burke Warson.
Yo.
Making his debut on the shows. Also here with us for the first time in a long time, Daniel Anderson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
And, of course, the chapter select guys, Randy Isbell.
Hello.
And Jens Dietrich as well.
Hey.
If y'all are watching us on video, we are here on video as well. You can check us out at the W2 Network YouTube channel. And, wow, there was a lot in this Xbox showcase. We saw, I think, what everybody wanted to see. We saw the Halo, the Starfield, the Forza Horizon 5, which is absolutely amazing flight simulator, all that. I mean, what was your favorite thing, Jens, from this showcase that you saw?
Favorite, honestly, Diablo 2. Like, I think it looks so sharp while at the same time maintaining the original animation style, and it looks like Diablo 2 did, but more amazing. So that's the one that really stood out to me. I also thought Plague Tale Requiem looked really beautiful. Those are kind of the ones more. I want to see more Atomic Heart. Atomic Heart was just kind of a hype reel.
Yeah.
But it looked really interesting. And Replaced really stood out to me as being maybe the best pixel art I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. So, like Replaced, there was times where it didn't look like pixel art, where they were looking for it from far away, and then they closed in and it does, but man, that looked great.
Yeah. And The Ascent looks like something that'd be fun as a, you know, I like those kind of isometric shooters. Looks kind of like a Helldivers type thing. So yeah. I'll be playing that for sure. But yeah, that's the stuff that stood out to me.
Yeah, definitely. That's The Ascent's going to be fun as well. Randy, you were on the live react with me. And mm-hmm. What did you.
I can't even pick a game. I just love the fact that Game Pass has gotten completely filled up for the rest of the year.
Oh, it's August insane.
Is completely jam packed. I think that's what I took out of it. Is it's not the, I mean, the quality is fantastic. There are plenty of games that looked amazing, but it's the quantity of games that are coming to Game Pass in just the next couple of months.
Yeah, everything except for Far Cry, Battlefield, and Diablo 2. Everything else there is Game Pass. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty sick as well that we're getting that there. Daniel, what did you think? What is your favorite thing from the show?
It's really just hard to pick one thing. There was so much, and it was, I mean, at some point it kind of felt like overload, but the one thing I will say is it was nice to see them having a nice mix of feature games and stuff coming out this year. I was kind of worried we'd get a lot of stuff 2022 and beyond and nothing really for this year, but they really surprised me with everything. I think, like what Randy was just saying, Xbox Game Pass is going to be great for the rest of the year.
Mark, any favorite standouts for you?
I'd probably say Psychonauts 2 and then Aiden Chronicles game.
Yeah, man, Aiden Chronicles I've been looking at since it was a Kickstarter. So not only are they making one game, it's two games. And I like that they already have that lined up 2022 and 2023. Man, anybody, what did y'all think about that one more thing, Redfall?
Looking with, boring.
Boring to you? Okay. So, nobody likes the Left 4 Dead with vampires.
Sort I'm of. Wanting to see more on it. I thought the humor was great for what we got, but I want to see more gameplay to see if it's just going to be Left 4 Dead with vampires or if there's going to be anything to differentiate it.
Yeah, I'm with Daniel. I want to see gameplay and see where it's at. It was an interesting trailer. It was pretty funny to watch, but
yeah.
Obviously it's just a teaser, and I have no idea what it's about yet. So I'm with Daniel.
Did everybody else get amazed with Forza Horizon? I mean, my God, some of those, the way that they're showing that was absolutely insane.
I don't know. I was feeling Flight Simulator a little bit more, but both of those, just visually, as far as the landscapes are concerned, just blew my mind.
Yeah, Horizon looked like a Horizon game, you know? Like, yeah, it's in the rainforest, or, you know, it's in Mexico, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be playing it, but it is nice to see the technology.
Yeah.
I love the mini games as well with the Piñata one. That was great. That was fun.
Mm. Oh, Life. I'm excited we're getting more Stalker.
Yes.
Like, it's been so long since we've had, I mean, of course, Metro has been kind of the spiritual successor to Stalker, but if this is as open and as free form as original Stalker was at that fidelity, it'll be pretty astounding.
And is broken.
I mean,
let's
hope break.
Not.
Stalker. Hey, man, we just watched a bunch of Bethesda games being revealed. I think we can cut Stalker some slack.
Who's excited for that Fallout 76 Pit DLC?
I don't want to go back to the pit. I hated the pit back in Fallout 3, so I'm not. I can't even. Oh, how hype are we for Jack Sparrow in Sea of Thieves?
Huh? And I don't play Sea of Thieves at all, but I saw that and I was like, you know what? I'm playing Sea of Thieves now.
It looked like that bootleg Kingdom Hearts 3 like pirates like level. It's like,
well, I mean, well, that's exactly Disney Infinity. Sort of, yeah.
Disney Infinity.
I like the giant bomb guys. They were all excited for there's going to be like LeChuck or, you know, from Monkey Island. And then Jack Sparrow popped up and they're like, God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, man. The Monkey Island crossover would be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just happy to see they're still supporting the game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody wanted Everwild. I think they said it wasn't going to be there. So don't expect.
Where's Fable?
It's so early on. I don't blame them not showing anything.
I don't want them showing the same cutscene again. Like we've done this with Gearbox, with Tiny Tina Wonderland, seeing the same trailer 3 times. If you don't have anything else to show or it's not ready, why make those guys crunch to make a cutscene again? Like, don't show it if you don't have it, I feel like.
Hmm. Mark, I know you were excited for Iodine Chronicles.
Yeah. It looked like Octopath, but actually with a good story.
I thought it was Octopath. I was like, holy crap, they're bringing Octopath over? And then, of course...
I mean, I said that when we talked about Dragon Quest. All the ones that want to do 2D, do that 2D HD thing. It looks amazing. Like, just do that, and it's great. And I'm glad that they went ahead. Because when they were showing it on the Kickstarter, didn't they say it looked like that? And now that they've obviously had the time to, you know, get funded and everything, they've been able to make those... Those graphics pretty great. I love the running animation for the one, and then he runs into the wall or whatever it was and falls down. What about the man? I can't remember the name of it. That fuzzy animal one where they're just
Fall Guys with animals.
No, Mark is right. It's Gang Beasts.
Gang Beasts. Sorry, yeah, I get them confused.
So good. I'm gonna play the hell out of that game. I loved playing Gang Beasts. It was a fun one back when I did all my Twitch stuff, and God, it looks so fun. And I liked all the little mini games that you can do with this one, and all the different death traps that you could use. And yes, I'm in.
I mean, like, what was the shoot? Well, you mentioned it—the game with the pixels. I can't ever right now. That looked insane, and that's the kind of stuff you want to see with a Series X.
The amount of particle effects and light effects, and just environmental rendering that they do around the pixel art, and then blending it in that seamless way—pretty astounding. And the gameplay looks pretty cool. I mean, it looks like a cool action game. Yeah, but 100%. It's really the visual style that is the appeal there. Anybody excited for Age of Empires 4? It's kind of cool that Age of Empires is back. But I have some concerns about it being on console, obviously.
It's not on console.
Oh, it's not?
It's Game Pass PC only.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I guess I'm not playing it.
Yeah,
it would be kind of interesting to see them try and adapt, you know, like make RTS, another attempt at making RTS controls work on a console. You know, they've done it a few times now.
It worked for Halo Wars.
Halo Wars works okay. It's not great, but it's not terrible.
RTS guy, what do you...
I mean, I'll check it out when it comes out. I was happy to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of those just like Flight Simulator. If it does well on PC, they'll go through the effort of putting it on console, or at least putting it on the cloud where you can play it through the browser or whatever. But I think that's kind of like Flight Simulator. They want to see how it goes, and is it worth it doing us doing all that work to get it to work for for that, you know? And what I mean, we didn't get to see a whole lot of Starfield, but November 11th, 2022. Yeah.
I mean, I would say Outer Worlds 2 is, but like that excited me more than Starfield.
Yeah. Well, at least the Starfield stuff was rendered in engine, it looked like. So you could get some impression of what the game. I feel like, yeah, that's a cleaner art style and a more stable art style than I'm used to from Bethesda. Hopefully the game actually looks like that. But yeah, they didn't show a lot. I thought, yeah, Outer Worlds trailer was funny, obviously. It was a joke trailer, so.
Yeah, I love the fact that they kept, we got to add this.
Didn't actually show anything.
Honestly, I think that was the only trailer that they showed that I don't think will come out this year or next year. I think everything either had a date or at least you believe will be a next year game.
Yeah.
Which is what I loved about this press conference. Like, I didn't mind not having Fable in it because everything they showed is within a year and a half from when they showed it.
Yeah. That's the positive thing as well, I think. And just, yeah, you know when stuff is coming, at least. And that's, I mean, we still don't, that's what's funny. With Halo, they didn't give us the release date other than holiday 2021. So I wonder why, I wonder if they're thinking kind of like Horizon where, well, if we got to push it, we got to push it. Does anybody have fears about that?
I can pretty much guarantee that that'll probably happen given the history of that game.
What did y'all think about the samurai thing was awesome with the just cats and the sword and that armor looks cool. I mean,
yeah, I'm kind of curious about why they split the multiplayer up from the campaign.
So it could be free.
Yeah, but
you can only download one, or if you only want the multiplayer.
I just wonder with all the problems that have been rumored about it, if there was a different reason for doing it that way.
Well, Jed, you're in here, man. This Xbox conference just ended. What did you think? What was your favorite thing?
I think if you're an Xbox fan, that was a great conference. I think if you have any objectivity, that was the most play it safe, no surprises, unimpressive press conference I've seen in years.
Wow.
That sounds a little hyperbolic. Conference these last few years, man.
That's not hyperbolic at all. I thought that was Microsoft punting to 2022 and 2023. My big problem is I saw two words too often in that press conference. And those two words are Xbox One.
Yeah. I mean, there was still stuff that was from Series, you know.
There were a few, but there was far too much support for the Xbox One.
But that's far Microsoft, when the Xbox Series came out, they said that the Xbox One's not going to die. I mean, that's not surprising to me.
They did come out and confirm from the beginning they were going to support it for 2 years. And technically, that's 2 years.
Right. So. But they're not giving any reason for me. Okay, I'm not an Xbox person. I've never had an Xbox, I freely admit. But
fair enough.
I have nothing against the Xbox. I'm all for competition. Competition drives innovation. Innovation means new games and better games. But I look at that profile or I look at that presentation, I saw nothing that surprised me, and I saw nothing that made me go, I need to buy an Xbox. Or let me rephrase. I see nothing that gave me a reason to buy an Xbox Series X. That told me that everything that I want, anything that could interest me, I can get on the Xbox One right now.
But on the other hand, with the rarity and how hard it is to get one of the new consoles at this time, that's a good thing for people that, for whatever reason, can't get the Series S or X at this time, but still want to play some new games that are coming out.
I mean, I think, to be fair, you can get the Series S if you want it. It's available anywhere. It's like, you know, like if you want to go next gen and you don't have the tech to go with it, Series S is great. And also, if you just want a Game Pass machine, Series S is great.
Like, and that's Microsoft doesn't care if you buy their systems. They just want you to get Game Pass, which I'm actually the one thing I'm kind of surprised we didn't hear anything about is that rumored Game Pass going to smart TVs and all of those different things that we've heard rumored.
Well, it's not rumored. Xbox said it already. They I agree with them on that. Like, that is a news blog post. Because guess what? We care about that, but most people watching that don't give a crap about. They want to see the games. And I think that's smart on their part. I was surprised we didn't hear anything about, like, if there's any kind of Game Pass partnerships or anything like that. So I wonder if those are just things they didn't want to show here, because that means they have to talk about technical stuff and not necessarily games. But I think for the most part, you got, other than, you know, we already talked about it, not showing another cutscene of Fable. I mean, that's everything. I mean, what else are they going to show? They told you we're working on Forza Sport, the next one, and we have Forza Horizon. I mean, there's Halo. There's, you know, Gears is far off, if they're even working on that. You know, like, out of all their studios that we know what they're working on now, it's just some of that stuff, we're not going to see it because it's not ready. Like, you know, we did just get hit with COVID. Everybody had to go through that. You know, I think for what this conference was, it was really good. It was way better than anything we saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know that there's going to be something that's going to top it either, because everybody else is also going to be doing the play it safe thing. I don't know. I mean, any of y'all have other thoughts on?
Do you think that 12 minutes game actually comes out this year?
Yes. I mean, it had a release date that's pretty.
Like, yeah, well, it's had release dates in the past.
Well, we'll see.
I hope so. I mean, the voice cast for that game is great.
I agree with the specific one, too, not August 21. It was, I think, August 19th.
The standard Microsoft fair is not interesting to me, but I went into the conference knowing that. So it's like, okay, obviously you've got to sit through Halo and Forza and all that stuff and Fallout 76 that you don't care about. But in between, I thought there were a bunch of interesting games. We haven't talked about Slime Rancher 2 yet. Shredders seems cool if you're into that kind of genre. Seems at least technically.
Yeah, Mark, you didn't talk about the snowboarding game.
They should have resurrected the Amped name for that one. It's called Amped 4.
Yeah, but
does Xbox own that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised as you at you as well, that maybe they just think it's like so far off that they don't.
Might as well care. Make the new IP. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to ask you, Jed, what were you expecting? Obviously, you're not a Microsoft guy. Neither am I, but I was just curious what you were expecting from them.
Okay. All right. It wasn't that I had certain expectations, but I got to reference a news story that came out a couple weeks ago, and it was about PlayStation. And the news story came out that they had 25 IPs in development that were exclusive to the PlayStation 5, and 12 of them were new IPs, which means 13 are not. They're known, or their franchises are known. We already know God of War Ragnarok. We already know Horizon Forbidden West. I'm sure there's probably a couple others announced that I can't think of, but that means there are other franchises out there that they may be resurrecting. Maybe it's Uncharted 5. Maybe it's Twisted Metal 2021. You know, maybe it's a new Jack and Daxter. Who knows? But the point is that they have a whole bunch of recognizable. I know I'd love a new Jack and Daxter too. They've got a whole bunch of recognizable IPs that they're working on and about to drop. And Xbox has franchises that are sitting in stasis, just being ignored, and they're not doing anything with them. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see Microsoft come back and go, "Hey, look, we're bringing back Crimson Skies. Hey, look, we're bringing back." I can't
Fusion
think of
Frenzy.
Yeah, I wanted them to do something with some of the with the IPs they got. Hell. How about a new Banjo-Kazooie game?
Yes, that's the only one I wanted the whole day.
They got Rare, for crying out loud. How about Ninja Theory brings back one of their franchises? Something that said, look, we're not just giving you a whole bunch of new IPs. We're going to give you reasons. We're bringing back things. Yeah. We're giving you recognizable names, recognizable stuff. Check out what you can't get somewhere else. And
Crackdown 4, Rise Son of Rome 2.
Yeah,
the Time Sweeper like 3.
Yeah. And what I got, I mean, sure, these the exclusives that they showed look good. I'm not going to say that the games look bad. I won't. A lot of those games look great, but I just wasn't surprised, and the new IPs look fine, but it just left me underwhelmed.
I would agree that there one more thing I don't think was I think it's fine. I think
that was like the worst game that they showed, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't show anything of the game, so I don't know.
Yeah, everything was cutscene. I mean, but you kind of got the idea of what that game is, and I guess everybody's got to have one of these now. And they even have Back for Blood as Game Pass Day 1, which I think that's a great thing for that game. Now I'm going to play it. I wouldn't have played it, I think, if you're not – it's not on Game Pass. So now we could actually all get together and play that game, which is cool. But yeah, that's
gonna happen.
We'll do it once. Yeah, at least
we got together once for Scott Pilgrim, and then it didn't work, and then we never went back.
Yep.
I can't even get Sean to show up to play the one game
On
PlayStation Plus.
Well, Tango? You know,
yeah.
I beat that the other day. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, if we're going back to like nostalgia stuff, then sure. But that's the point. Rare is working on they're still doing Sea of Thieves, and they're doing the Everwild. So they're busy. You know, like Ninja Theory has three games they're working on. We didn't see Hellblade here, which I'm pretty sure it was known that we're not going to see Hellblade. Obsidian is working on not only Avowed and Grounded, which Grounded is really cool. And I love the little arachnophobia mode now that they added where it takes off the spider. You know, and then they also are working on the Outer Worlds 2 that they showed. So, I mean, like, all these studios have something they're already doing to go and tell them, oh, hey, you're also doing something you used to do that maybe you don't want to do anymore. And, like, I think also Microsoft, in order to bring Banjo-Kazooie, kind of wants to probably have a deal with Nintendo, because everybody knows that as a Nintendo franchise as well, which I thought with them showing the Switch a bunch of times, that might have been it. But we didn't see it. Does it mean it's not going to happen? I don't know. I just feel like they knew that they had to hit all of these other things. They have Bethesda in there now. They couldn't give you everything. And these studios are all doing something right now. It's not like Sony that has studios that are like just now restarting right after they pushed out everything. Like, Xbox has had studios doing stuff for a while now, so they got to finish all that stuff before we start just demanding they make all these things.
Well, and also back when the Xbox One came out, for like the first 2 years, all everybody was saying is, stop showing the stuff that's 3-4 years away, show us stuff that's coming out in the next year or two. And I think they've taken that more to heart with this in the last couple of years, because they're not going to be showing you a video of something 4 years, 5 years down the road. They want to show stuff that's coming out sooner and get the expectations for the immediate, not off in the future. I mean, look at what happened to, I can't think of the game now, Scalebound. A lot of hype for the game, never measured up, so they canceled it. And that was one of those, I mean, you saw that every year, a video of it. You saw something about it, and it ended up not coming out. So why run the risk of getting expectations up for a game that might have to get canceled for whatever reason?
So that people like me can be mad at you years down the line for canceling it still.
Right.
Yeah, I'm very happy Microsoft's going more the Bethesda route of, here's everything that's coming out in the next year. Instead of, like Daniel said, here's a screenshot or a title screen for the most part. There's still a little bit of that in Microsoft, but like, everyone's freaking out about the new Elder Scrolls game. It's like, we saw a logo. Like, that game is so far out. I'd rather not see that until it's a year away. So we're not going like Final Fantasy VII Remake. We got all excited and had to wait 4 or 5 years. It's a bigger impact if it's, okay, here it is, and it's coming out next year, or it's coming out this fall. So I'm with Jed in a way of course, I would like to see a lot of older IPs get remade here with the next gen, but I would rather them be ready before they get shown instead of, and with all the COVID stuff, everything got pushed back a year anyways, but instead of, hey, we're making it and it'll be out in 5 years, maybe. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that there's a new Plague Tale as well. It looks like Asobo Studios is doing a lot of stuff with Microsoft. They're the ones that do the Flight Simulator as well. So, you know, like, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, I was expecting Psychonauts to come out earlier, but August 25th is fine. I'm just glad the fact that that has a release date and it's coming, as much as we've been waiting for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Contraband game with the Just Cause developer Avalanche was kind of interesting, even though we don't really know much about what that game is.
Yeah, but all you have to say is like co-op open world and you're smugglers. Yeah. So like, I know I'm playing it.
Yeah. I love the way they did it with the, like, the pictures telling you mm-hmm. what those things are about the game. I don't know. I just felt like, yes, there, if we're going to, we can get nitpicky all we want to about, oh, they could have shown this, could have shown that. To be fair, some of the stuff they didn't show was already said beforehand, this is not going to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that Somerville game as well, the one that looks like that was made by one of the Playdead developers.
I wonder, that also looks co-op-y, doesn't it? Is that the one where the husband and wife are holding hands?
Yeah, going through a scary environment?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's a chapter select game, probably, Randy.
Yeah, maybe.
Somerville.
I get what you're saying, Jed, and I understand. I just feel like with everything we've gone through with COVID, with where Xbox has been at,
it can't be the excuse all the time, though.
Like, can't
be for this year.
Here's the thing. I'm not making excuses or anything. It's just I'm used to the Microsoft conference having like two or three games that I care about at the most.
Like,
so this is nothing new, and it's not the worst ever. It's pretty much par for the course for what Microsoft usually shows.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean, I'm
just happy that for the most part they bounced really quickly between games. There's only a couple that they showed more deep divey stuff. Of course, they're going to do that with Forza because that's one of their babies. But for the most part, it was like, here's a 2-minute trailer. If it's your thing, you're going to enjoy it. If not, just wait 2 minutes and we're going to show you another game. It was a very fast paced show, and that's what I liked. It didn't feel like 90 minutes. And compared to yesterday, where Ubisoft was an hour, but it felt like two. I finally did watch the Gearbox thing late last night, and that was what, 30 minutes, and it felt like 4 hours.
Why'd you waste your time?
Because I'm trying to catch up on everything. But like, other than Devolver, everything yesterday felt like it was twice as long as it actually was, and this didn't feel like 90 minutes because it went by pretty quick.
I mean, I didn't think Ubisoft was 2 hours long, but there was Ubisoft just has a problem. That's not a problem. It's they love to support the stuff that they already have.
Yeah.
So, and credit to them, that's what they do. You know, so, and now they're making a bunch of free to play stuff, which that's on Ubisoft. Like, I don't know. Everybody keeps saying Microsoft has no games. All I see here is Microsoft has games now. Mm-hmm. They aren't all coming this year. Not everything can come out this year. But next year, you know, stuff's coming. And they have even more stuff down the line that is getting made, and I think that's what matters. And some of the stuff's not Microsoft making it either. It's, you know, they're indie games and all that stuff, but, you know, could it have been better? Sure. Could they have, like, knocked it
out of the park? Could have been worse.
Yeah, exactly. Could have been worse.
And I should say, I'm not – the whole the press conference, I wouldn't say was bad. I love the fact that 27 out of the 30 games are coming to Game Pass, most of them on day one. That is something that no matter what Sony has in the chamber, they can't do that. They can't measure up to that. And
I'd say not to Game Pass for themselves.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see Sony doing that where they're not gonna pay for these indie games to be there day one. They're not gonna pay all that money. They don't need to. They have Ratchet just came out, it's gonna sell a bunch of money, and they don't need to do that. Microsoft does. Like, Microsoft's paying catch-up, so they have to do all this stuff. And plus, if Game Pass keeps doing great, then, you know, they can keep using Game Pass for other things. Like, you know, so if Back 4 Blood is another one of those that if it absolutely knocks out of the park like Outriders did for that first month or however many months they want to counter into that, as long as it's not buggy as hell like Outriders, it will help other third-party developers go, or publishers, hey, let's do that. Let's put our game into Game Pass day one. But, you know, I'm glad they didn't show any Halo Infinite campaign. I don't want to see that campaign. Please just don't show me anything. Show me the multiplayer. That's cool. I'm not going to play that probably that much. But I want the campaign to be a total surprise, so I was fine with that too. You know, I agree with you guys. I agree with you, Jed, in a way. As the biggest Microsoft guy here, there's more stuff they could have shown to really like make me go, "Ow, my God, this is the best thing I'm gonna see." But I just don't think any of these press conferences are gonna go back to that. Even Nintendo, I don't think any of these press conferences are gonna go back to the E3 where we're on a stage and it's banger after banger after banger. I don't think we're gonna get that anymore. I just don't, especially not this year. You know, but.
And you could be right. And that could be my fault for hoping for that. I think maybe also my expectation was a little bit raised because Sony isn't there. And so this, with, as you said, Microsoft is playing a serious game of catch up. This was their chance to have a knockout punch. And this was more like a stiff jab.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, I mean, so like, we got 10 minutes before Square Enix starts. If you got to give it a grade, final thoughts, where are you at? Randy, what do you think?
Given it the old 2021 grade scale of an A. I think it's the best one we've seen so far. I get where Jed's coming from, and it's not the older E3s where we were expecting all these big blowout information, but I thought it was put together very well. They hit almost every kind of genre. I would like more platformers, but whatever. But they showed a bunch of games, 27 of them coming day one to Game Pass, which was their big selling point is Game Pass. So I thought that they hit it out of the park so far compared to everything else. So give me an A.
All right, Jens, what do you think?
Well, I'm not grading it on the curve relative to the other shows because I haven't really seen the other shows. So I'm probably just based on like hoping to see cool stuff. I feel like I saw 3 or 4 really cool things. I don't know. I guess it's a B overall. There was still a bunch of direct to sit through. All that Bethesda Fallout 76 stuff. And I mean, that can all spend way too much time on Forza. But yeah, there were definitely some gems in there to pick out. So yeah, a B.
What do you think, Jed?
I'll give it a B minus. Like Jen said, there was some decent games in there, but this was their chance to really do something amazing, and I don't have respect for Play It Safe.
I thought you were going to give it lower because of that. Mm.
I gotta be honest. Yeah. They did have some good looking games, so I got to give them credit where credit is due. But I had to balance it out.
One thing we haven't even mentioned that we called correctly was Hades coming to Xbox.
Yeah,
well, it's obvious.
That didn't surprise me at all. Like, I'm sure Sony's going to have their thing. I wouldn't even be surprised if it's PlayStation Plus for Sony, honestly.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know, it's been out long enough. Get all that money you can, Supergiant. Mm-hmm. You know, and make it to the next game. So, yep. Daniel, what do you think, man?
So I'm going to try not to. I just before the Xbox Box press conference, I watched Ubisoft and Gearbox, so I'm gonna say A minus with depending on what I see today and tomorrow, with the option to move it down to a B plus.
Mark,
yeah, I'd probably say B or even B plus. Like, kind of interests me personally, but like Forza and Flight Simulator are fun.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff, I think, for me that I really liked, and I'm not a big Bethesda person, so none of that stuff is really my thing, but I'm a Halo lover, so getting to see Halo, they didn't really show anything, I think, that makes you go, man, it looks super better, but at least looks better than it did. And I like some of the indie games. And, of course, just everything being Game Pass, other than the three that I was not expecting, which are the three that are not, the big third-party stuff. I love trying out stuff on Game Pass, and they gave me plenty of that to try it on Game Pass. So, you know, I'm going to say I'll say an A-minus for Xbox. So, hey, we got to hurry up and go to Square Enix. The three guys on the bottom will be back for the podcast. Everyone, Jens as well, to talk about Square Enix. And Randy will be back here with me with Jake and Kyle to do those live reacts. See you later, everyone.